At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
One man that is not getting paid right now, it's Terry McLaurin. He sounds pretty unhappy about the contract impasse that they've got there. In Washington. Matt, I don't think I'm going out on a limb in saying that I think that Terry McLaurin holds all the cards. If McLaurin doesn't play, this wide receiver room goes from really interesting to, I think, borderline disaster. Debo Samuel, I know they brought in Debo Samuel. Debo Samuel's looking a little husky.
we don't even have to do that. Like, let's just say that the guy last year had the fourth worst success rate versus man coverage I've ever charted, ever. Like, okay, fourth worst. And I know he's never been a great man coverage beater, but fourth worst of all time. We're going from below average to really bad. And that was before even the whole pneumonia thing happened. So we don't even have to speculate about, oh, does he look, you know, a little husky in training camp videos or anything like that? The guy wasn't a good player last year for the San Francisco 49ers.
No, he was not. And you look at the rest of the depth chart and there's just nothing there. I mean, I think there's interesting players.
Yeah.
You know, certainly. But Terry McLaurin, he's the guy that brings it all together. You know, if you've got Terry out there, okay, everyone else falls into place. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have Terry out there, I mean, all the forward momentum you built from last year, all that surprising playoff, you know, pushing, it's just all of that goes to the wayside, in my opinion, if Terry McLaurin doesn't play. If he holds out and that holdout goes into the season, and again, this just all goes back to me truly believing there's very few times a wide receiver holds all the cards. Very few times. I think this is one of those times that the wide receiver, the player, holds all the cards. Like, he literally is the linchpin to this passing attack being successful. If he doesn't play, I think we could see a real disaster level scenario from the wide receiver position.
Yeah, after the Garrett Wilson signing, he is 17th in average annual value. Is
come on,
Terry McLaurin.
We got to get him in the top 10. Come on.
Yeah, look, there are guys ahead of him who, you know, like, he just has a great case to be ranked ahead of. I mean, DJ Moore not coming off of a good season last year. Right. Jalen Waddle not coming off of a good season last year. Mm-hmm. Man, by the way, Nico Collins, $24 million a year. Something needs to be done about that. I'm glad Nico got paid and got paid early, but aging incredibly well for the Houston Texans. I'm just looking at that, right? You know, Michael Pittman, I think at this point, Terry McLaurin's coming off a better season. Yeah. Shoot, even Debo Samuel slightly higher in terms of average annual value on his own team. And look,
what are we doing?
Part of me doesn't want to make a big deal out of this because we do this all the time. It's like, this guy's not signed. Like, what's going to happen? Then a week later, he's signed to a new contract. He's in camp and everything's fine. And I think that's very, very possible. So I don't want to make too big of a deal out of this, but at the same time, maybe I'm missing something here, but this just seems like a weird place for the team to not just like get this done. Like, let it drag out to the point that this guy has to talk about how frustrated he is. I mean, we've talked about this over the years, James, that we've actually wanted Terry McLaurin to complain a little bit more, you know, and that just goes to show this is one of the best teammates in the NFL. Talk about, I said, a good soldier with Garrett Wilson. Terry McLaurin's been the ultimate soldier through like a total shit show ownership situation with Dan Snyder. Good joke Lord. At the quarterback position, jokes in terms of offensive structures, all of the things, man. He finally gets the best quarterback of his career. Jaden Daniels is coming off this electric rookie season. The last thing I want is my number one receiver to be upset in training camp and missing any time whatsoever when you're trying to maximize on a window, especially because you've paid money now to guys outside the organization, you know, Laremy Tunsil, Javon Kinlaw, Debo Samuel, like brought in, they paid his full contract. So I just think it's a little bit of a weird line in the sand for the Washington Commanders in the front office to kind of draw here. I would just get this thing done and like, let it be done, because maybe you could make an argument to me that, hey, Terry McLaurin was an older player coming into the league. He's 30 years old now. Receivers after 30, it can be dicey, but bottom line is he's coming off a fantastic season. You just reward players that are at that point, especially a guy who's shown 0.0 signs of any decline.
No decline. I know that he's slightly a little bit long, you know, longer in the tooth, but also you've got your quarterback under a rookie deal. Like,
just
make it happen, guys. Like, give him the 30.
It should be easy to pay him to the next 2 years. And then, all right, like maybe then he's aged out. And then, hey, guess what? Like, now it's time to pay Jaden Daniels. I'm sure McLaurin is not here looking for a 5 year contract or anything. He just probably wants a bump up to be close to DK Metcalf, who again is making $32 million a year and is coming off the worst season of his career while McLaurin is coming off of the best.
I just don't understand how, I mean, a 3 year hundred milli sounds very doable, you know, again, given the structure of their team right now, just give him the 3 year hundred, like he'll feel really good about that. I mean, shoot. I mean, if you want to make it a little team friendly, that third year can have some funny money in it. That's okay.
They always do. It's not going to be a fully guaranteed deal or anything like that. It just is a weird situation to allow happen to this point it's like training camp's in 2 weeks or whatever. And he's sitting here saying like, I'm frustrated because they haven't had any conversations with me since mini camp. Like I again, maybe I'm missing something here, but I don't see it.
Yeah, I got to think that the front office is looking at that age and saying, we don't want to pay an older player. And that's like you're losing the forest for the trees here, man. You know,
totally.
Anyways,
you know what someone pointed out to me on Twitter, actually, real quick before we move on.
Yeah,
I saw some of this. They're like, hey, don't forget where Adam Peters comes from. Comes from San Francisco, where apparently with Juwan Jennings now he's upset about his contract and wants to be either paid or traded. I don't know if you saw this. And to be fair, Juwan Jennings is making $7.5 million. Like he should be bumped from $7.5 million. Yeah, but the San Francisco 49ers, just like they're contractually obligated to have wide receiver contract drama every offseason. So maybe Peters is just saying, hey, that's what we did in San Francisco. We're doing it here in Washington too. But it would be pretty ghastly if that receiver depth chart did not have McLaurin, unless Luke McCaffrey is going to take like 3 steps forward this year.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like, again, he holds all the cards. You know, if I'm Terry McLaurin's camp, I'm just like, man, just it's all good. Stay in shape. You know, if they come with a reasonable offer, then great. If not, then just hold out, dude. It's all good. You're going to get paid either way.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.